Hello, I'm Neil Nunes with the BBC News. India has surpassed Russia as the country with the third highest number of coronavirus infections. New cases hit a record high in each of the last 3 days, bringing the Indian Health Ministry tally to about 690,000. Our South Asia editor Anbarasan Itirajan says it's very difficult to enforce a lockdown in India.
The authorities, what they are saying is indirectly that we have to live with the virus, because a country like India cannot afford to stay in a lockdown mode for a long time, because many people complained that if we don't die of coronavirus, we will die of hunger, because we have 100 million people depending on the daily wages. They have to find work so that they can find their meal.
Iran's Atomic Energy Organization says Thursday's fire at its Natanz facility has caused significant damage that could slow the development of advanced centrifuges used to enrich uranium. A spokesman, Behrouz Kamalvandi, said Iran would replace the damaged building with a larger one that has more advanced equipment. Mr. Kamalvandi said officials now knew the cause of the fire but were not prepared to say. Speculation on the cause has ranged from negligence to internal sabotage and to foreign actors. With most votes counted, Croatia's governing centre-right HDZ party is on track to win a convincing victory in parliamentary elections. It'll easily finish as the largest party, though without an outright majority, leaving the Prime Minister Andrej Plenković in a strong position to dictate the terms of a new coalition. He said voters had opted for responsibility and experience to meet Croatia's serious problems.
This big victory gives us right to be happy and relaxed. We will together continue to work with our full hearts for Croatia. Big voter support is also a huge obligation for us, and we will take that into account every day of the new term in dealing with the challenges facing Croatia.
Polls have closed in the Dominican Republic, where millions voted in presidential elections despite the coronavirus pandemic. The vote was delayed because of the virus, and the leading opposition candidate, Luis Abinader, briefly suspended his campaign after falling ill. He's hoping to end 16 years of rule by the Dominican Liberation Party, whose candidate is the former minister Gonzalo Castillo. The UN-recognized government in Libya has condemned overnight air raids on an important airbase recaptured last month from the rebel commander Khalifa Haftar. The government said the attack on the Al-Watiya base was carried out by a foreign air force, but did not say which country it suspected. This is the latest world news from the BBC.